Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Happy Friday, Western New York. How you doing? Halfway through the month of May. My gosh, halfway through the fifth month of the year. It seems like yesterday we were talking about our goals for 2026, and yet here we are, halfway through May, hoping to, some of us, wondering what this year is going to look like. What's 2026 going to look like? Well, I'm happy that your afternoon plans include me. We have a lot to get to, some political, some lifestyle. But I do have to start, and I know the texts are going to come in. Joe, stop talking sports. But I am going to start the show with two major things that happened for Buffalo yesterday. And that was the Buffalo Sabres. Forgetting that there's 60 minutes to a game, not 20, and the Buffalo Bills releasing their schedule. We'll start with the Sabres. I'm going to say something, and this is going to sound mean, and I don't mean to be mean, okay? But I'm just being honest. And by the way, as someone who's been to several Sabre games this season, had seasons for several years in the past, maybe I'm guilty of this. It didn't seem like the electricity was in KeyBank Center last night as it was at the Centre Day Bell for the two previous games. Am I crazy to say that? Now, don't get me wrong. I hear money for nothing, just like Andrew Peters said. I'm psyched. I'm ready to go. But it didn't, it seemed as if the arena was full of people who were cautiously optimistic and didn't want to get too excited for the game starting. Now, you go out to the party at Canalside, I mean, and it's just a whole nother story. That energy I wish could be piped in to the arena. It just seemed last night that people were scared to be electric. Now, don't get me wrong. Sabres get that first goal. Yeah, you could feel it come alive. Montreal answers. Sabres score. Montreal answers. But it seems as soon as that game was tied at 3. Now, I realize the Sabres stopped playing, right? But it seemed like the fans in the arena could sense something when the second period started. And again, there was not much to root for. I understand that. And maybe it's the broadcast, maybe it was the, I don't know. I just felt like compared to the atmosphere we saw in Montreal, there was maybe 70% of it at the arena. And I know how us Buffalo fans can get. We lose our minds. And I just felt last night that the crowd kind of was out of it. Now, again, is that because the Sabres in the second period started, you know, didn't show up? I don't know. But it just seemed like it didn't match Montreal. And, you know, Lindy Ruff said it perfectly. You heard it throughout the top and bottom of the hour newscast. You don't get production out of your first line. You see what starts to happen. Now, I'm sure if you could talk to UPL, there are some goals he'd want back from last night. Also, one goal that you think to yourself, well, you should have stopped that. Well, it deflected off a skate. You know, yeah, you can see it in the slow-mo replay on TNT. But now the Sabres face elimination. They're 4-1 on the road this postseason. And they're looking to go 5-1 on the road this postseason and force a game 7 tomorrow night, ABC, at 8 o'clock, and obviously coverage over on our sister station, WGR, Sports Radio 550, 107.7, and 104.7. But you know what? Can we just step back for a second? It was only 6 months ago that people were laughing at me for thinking the Buffaloes, for still believing, even though they had an awful November, still thinking this team was going to break the drought. I was adamant. I never got off that that belief. Okay. Now, apparently, I was wrong about the Sabres in 6. That can't happen. So I've been wrong about something in 2026. It breaks my heart. But even if the Sabres were to lose tomorrow, and I hope that doesn't happen, you got to be excited for what's to come. The second youngest team in the playoffs. They're playing good hockey. Yes, I think they've met their match in Montreal. But they're playing good hockey. They're finally back in the playoffs. You can't go down any street in Western New York without seeing at least 3 or 4 Sabre flags. The city, the town, the region is back into Sabres hockey, not just the diehards. And, you know, it's not crazy to think that whatever they end up doing this season, they can build on and do better next season. But again, I think they win on Saturday. And I think Monday we're talking about a game 7. If we're talking about a game 7 on Monday, we got to get Peters in here or something. Come on. But, you know, first things first, winning on Saturday. And, you know, it's funny. We were talking before the show. I was talking with Lisa Polizzi, and Tim Winger was there. And Tim said, how funny is it? It's going to be 70 on Saturday, and the Sabres are having an indoor party. Like, Saturday would be the perfect night to have Canal Side open, screen set up, and just people losing their minds watching the game on the screen set up around Canal Side. But I think it's going to be a fun time inside the arena. You know, discounted concessions. That's always nice. I wish they would do that in game. Discounted concessions, and you get to watch a potential, the Sabres trying to not be eliminated, right? Trying to force a game 7 on Saturday, and the arena will be packed with people watching on the Jumbotron. As I keep saying, bars will be packed. I'd love to talk with, and you know, maybe I should put this together for next week. I'd love to talk with a bar owner, you know, a sports bar owner, and just what their business has been like the last 2 months. With the Sabres being good, the Sabres being in the playoffs, have you seen that increase? Because again, I go back to that run 20 years ago, and I was not old enough to drink, but I would, and you know, I look back and I'm like, you know, the bars probably did not like the guy who kept on getting free refills of Mr. Pibb. Probably not happy that, you know, I was there for 4 hours, but I did, you know, we would buy food. We wouldn't completely just sit there and drink our $2 soft drinks. But I'd love to know what the crowd, the atmosphere has been like in these sports bars and, you know, what you've noticed for business. It's, you know, and that's what I always say. Even if you don't like sports, or you don't follow sports like I do, you have to admit that when our teams are good, when the Bills or Sabres are good, it is great for local business. And I'm sure over the last few months, local business, be it restaurants or clothing stores or whatnot, have definitely seen a huge uptick. Obviously, the Bills are still hot, and now the Sabres are hot as well. And you know me, Mr. Cheap, once the Sabres are either eliminated or win the Stanley Cup, when the season is over for the Sabres, that's when I'll start going and buying half-off merchandise when stores are starting to clear this year's stuff out to make way for next season's gear. But like I said, I think Monday we'll be talking about a Game 7. There, I'm always optimistic. I'm always hopeful, and, you know, I don't want the season to be over, because if when the season's over, that means my focus is fully on the New York Mets, who are 7-3 in their last 10 games, but, you know, still a very disappointing start for a team that spends so much money. Speaking of that, before we get to the Bills, because the schedule release was also yesterday, right in the middle of the Sabres game, and I go on social media, and people are complaining, oh my gosh, a game on Amazon. Oh my gosh, a game on Netflix. Well, first off, if you live in Western New York, if you have 247-29, you know, the local stations, you will get the Amazon and Netflix game on a local station, okay? So, please, if you live in and you get Buffalo affiliates, either on an antenna or on your cable, someone is going to pick up the Amazon and Netflix games. So you don't have to worry. You're going to be able to watch the game. You know where you don't have that rule? Baseball. And I think you want to talk about the NFL and needing 18 subscriptions to watch NFL football. Try being a baseball fan, okay? We live in the state of New York. And unless you have Apple TV, you can't watch the Mets and Yankees tonight. Now, obviously, I got a free trial of Apple TV because I'm not missing it. And this happens every year. I have to either find a new email address or pay for a month so I can watch the Mets on Apple. But think about that. So, you know, complain about the Bills, about the NFL and their streaming contracts or whatever. Think about this. You live in New York State. We get every Mets and Yankees game on Yes and SNY. And they play each other tonight. And unless you have Apple TV, you cannot watch the New York Mets take on the New York Yankees. To me, that contract is more ridiculous and absurd than the NFL contract. At least the NFL contract allows a local station to broadcast it, the game for free over the air. You're not getting that in baseball. Now, speaking of that schedule, I do want to ask this. This was all of this talk. I do want to, you know, David was talking about the different releases, and it was interesting. You know, the release now has become a big social media thing. But looking at the schedule, and you heard it in our top of the hour wrap, the Bills play at home on Thanksgiving and in Denver on Christmas. The Thanksgiving game is an 8:20 kickoff against the Chiefs. And the game on Christmas is a 4:30 kickoff. And if you haven't guessed by it being played in Denver, it's against the Broncos. Wouldn't that be weird if, hey, the Bills are playing in Denver. They're playing the Rams. No, they play the Rams on Monday Night Football earlier in the season. Now, this is, you know, GR will talk about the game and everything, right? That's what WGR does. I want to know from the people of Buffalo, from the fans, or just the casual fan in Buffalo. Thanksgiving night at Highmark Stadium. Now, this has been the talk. You know, many people saying, I can't afford a ticket on the secondary market. And believe me, if I didn't have season tickets, I wouldn't be able to afford a ticket on the secondary market either. People are complaining about ticket prices. I don't know what to think about Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving might be the cheapest game on the schedule. And hear me out. Because many people don't want to break their Thanksgiving tradition for a football game. So I think that there's going to be people. There's going to be people who either won't go to the game because they don't want to upset family. There's people who've been told you're not missing Thanksgiving for the football game. Now, I have to tell you, in all honesty, and I hope my wife is not listening. In all honesty, when it leaked out yesterday morning, right? Yeah, when it leaked out yesterday morning that the Bills would be playing at home against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, I thought my wife was going to ask me to pack my bags and leave. Because my wife, you know, I love the holidays. My wife is me times 100, okay? She loves loves the holidays, okay? And I thought, if I dare go on Thanksgiving night, there will be heck to pay when I get home, right? No, she surprised me. She said, actually, I'd like to go to the Thanksgiving game. Shocking. So maybe I'm reading this all wrong. Because again, I was under the impression that this might be the cheapest ticket on the secondary market because there's going to be people who either go out of town, won't break tradition, and which is completely understandable. So my question at 803-0930, star 930, if you were offered, let's not even talk secondary market. If you're offered a game for free on Thanksgiving, are you going? Or, second question, if you went onto a StubHub or onto a Ticketmaster secondary market website and you saw the cheapest game of the season was the Chiefs Thanksgiving game and you badly want to get inside the new Highmark Stadium, would you rearrange Thanksgiving plans to go to the game on Thanksgiving? Now, here's the thing that I'm surprised no one's talking about. The Bills play on Thanksgiving, but guys, there's a home game 4 days earlier. No one's talking about that. They literally have the Bills playing the Dolphins at 1 o'clock on Sunday and playing the Chiefs at 8:20 on Thanksgiving, both at home. So within 4 days, Orchard Park is going to be nuts. If you look at the schedule, they don't repeat that for Christmas. They actually have the Bills playing on Saturday the 19th and then playing 6 days later on Christmas out in Denver. Now, again, travel and everything, but the Chiefs have to travel here for Thanksgiving. So I think that's another game to keep your eye on. The Sunday before Thanksgiving and then the game actually on Thanksgiving. A very interesting schedule, but I want to know from you. Would you rearrange Thanksgiving plans to go see the Bills on Thanksgiving? 803-0930, star 930. I also want to ask the question, how late does your Thanksgiving go? I mean, 8:20, I'm usually closing my eyes, fighting myself from falling asleep so I can watch some of the late game. This year, I'm going to have to find a few more energy drinks just so I can stay up at the stadium. 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls on that. Also, a week ago today, Governor Kathy Hochul lied to the state of New York. We'll talk about that as well. It's Joe Beamer on WBEN.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, You can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Joe Beamer on Friday on the Pride of Odyssey News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I felt like such an idiot yesterday. We're halfway through the show, and I'm like, no one's reacting to my show post on Facebook and X. And then I looked, oh, I never pressed post. And by that time, I was like, well, it's already halfway through. I'm not going to post it now. So I do like to post what's going to be coming up on the show, you know, give people a clue like, oh, that looks like a fun topic. I should tune in. And then you tune in and you get hooked. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, this is not my topic this segment, but I will welcome a call from someone. I'd be very interested in this. So someone texted in and said, we're moving to Florida next month, so watching the Bills is going to get expensive unless we go to one of the many Bills backer bars down where we are moving. And I know the Bills backer bars are very popular, and let me tell you, you ever in a town that has a Bills backer bar when the Bills are playing, go. It is so much fun. People are wild. The adult beverages are flowing, usually a good deal. But I want to know, because I know we have a lot of listeners who live in Florida, South Carolina, and thankfully are listening to us on the Odyssey app. What is cheaper? I would assume getting like the NFL ticket. I don't know. The NFL ticket's pretty pricey. I would assume that's cheaper than going out for every Bills game. But I might be wrong. If you do it right? If you have a beer, a half, or, you know, three beers during the game and split an order of wings for just Bills games that... And again, it wouldn't be every Bills game, right? Because you're going to have the Bears game is a national game. You have Monday Night Football that the Bills are playing twice, I believe, this season. So you would get that on a basic cable package. So if you go out for the games that aren't on your local affiliate in Florida where you live or in South Carolina, and you go out for just the games you can't get any other way, and you stick to three beers and an order of wings, is that cheaper than getting the NFL ticket? Has anyone out of town, anyone living in Florida, or maybe you're living in Buffalo now but you used to live out of town, has anyone compared the two and seen what is cheaper? Now, you could just be like me and love to watch football, so you want access to all the games. That works as well. Not that I have the NFL ticket. I did. So after college, I moved back in with my parents for a few years before I then got an apartment with a buddy of mine and then got a studio apartment and then met my wife and yada, yada, yada. But for a few years after college, I lived at home with my parents. And, you know, my parents were like, we don't mind you living here, but you got to pay for something. So instead of paying for rent, I took control of the DirecTV. And I got the NFL Sunday ticket every year I was living at my parents' house. I think they enjoyed it. They won't admit it. I think they enjoyed it. So that was my rent, right? But now, you know, can't fit the Sunday ticket in the pack in the budget. So, you know, I watch what's offered. I watch the Bills, obviously, but we can't have season tickets and the NFL package. Luckily, I get the NFL Red Zone included with my season tickets. So, you know, we'll watch that. All right. A week ago today. Yes, a week ago today, Kathy Hochul said this.
I want to be very clear. My commitment to New York City has been and always will be ironclad.
Governor Kathy Hochul portrayed herself as a steadfast supporter of New York City, committing millions for subway safety, childcare for preschoolers, and a tax on the city's luxury second homes, now included in this year's budget.
We're finalizing the details of pied-à-terre tax to help close the city's budget gap without eroding its tax base or burdening hard-working New Yorkers.
But the governor's budget holds the line on taxes for residents and businesses. It includes new penalties for so-called super speeders. There will be protest restrictions at houses of worship, a crackdown on so-called ghost guns, and a mask prohibition for federal agents operating in the state of New York.
Ironic.
Mayor Mamdani has urged the governor and lawmakers to allocate even more money for the city to close a deficit of over $5 billion.
The crisis of the scale.
So the governor said that there was a general agreement. And the governor, now we do know that she did not say a week ago, she didn't include this, the state is bailing out New York City. So now you have Mamdani running around talking about how he's saved New York. When I took over, there was a deficit. Well, yeah. And then Governor Hochul took money from the state. That's money you and I and Tanner have all paid into to bail out New York City. Now, don't get me wrong. I think New York City is important. I think the guy in charge is running it into the ground. And I think jobs and money are going to be leaving before his term is up. Okay. So, but Mamdani's running around talking about how he's eliminated the budget. You didn't eliminate the budget. Kathy Hochul took state money and gave $4 billion to New York City. $4 billion. Now, yesterday I was getting mocked because I said, if you can spend $268 billion and billions on programs for illegals and billions on making this a sanctuary state, but you can't give $12 million to a memorial. I had someone on the text board call me a liberal for saying that. No, my general point was the budget is almost $270 billion, okay? If we're going to spend on all these programs and give cell phones and debit cards to illegal immigrants, we can't give $12 million to Buffalo to build a memorial. That was my point yesterday. But she can give $4 billion to New York. And what's that going to do? It's what we've talked about with the city of Buffalo. $4 billion is just going to give New York City a clean slate to continue their irresponsible spending. Just like Buffalo. Buffalo's looking for bailouts. The county's going to throw them some money. The state threw them some money. And then 5 years, we're here again. Because apparently the answer is spend $60 million more in your budget and just tax your way out of trouble. That's Buffalo's answer. Clearly, that's now New York State and New York City's answer. Anyway, my initial point, the governor said that a week ago, that there was a general agreement. And then we heard this a week ago from the assembly speaker.
There's no budget deal. There's no deal. I said to her last night, I was comfortable with her saying to y'all, we were close. It is close. But this is what's wrong with this process. It's like, I'm going to only talk about policy, and then when I think the legislature is giving me what I want on policy, then we'll talk about money. There's so many open issues on money, and I'm saying this to y'all very clearly. I'm never doing this again.
That's Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. So a week later, there is still no deal. Howie, no deal. Ba-dump, bump, bump, bump. There's no deal. The banker is still sitting up there, right? I don't know what we have left on the board. Knowing New York, they're fighting over the $1, the one penny, and the $5 tile. If you're wondering, the show I'm referencing is Deal or No Deal. It plays in the lobby of the business on the first floor, so I see it every afternoon when I walk in. There's no deal. There's no deal. The governor literally wasted two hours of our time talking about a deal. But we are learning about things that have been agreed on, right? As we know, this budget deal does prevent local police departments and county sheriff departments from working with ICE. That was something that the Albany Democrats have come to agreement on. And now we're learning something else about this new budget. Not only does it have $4 billion to bail out New York City, but it also has the Mamdani tax on second homes. And you wonder why people don't want to live here anymore. You wonder why jobs are leaving, why money is leaving, why wealthy people are leaving. It is because New York wants to punish you for being wealthy, wants to punish you for being successful. And by the way, as I've said, there's a lot of places in New York, a lot of Democrats in New York who believe, well, if you're working a job and you're above the poverty line, we can tax you more. That's the general belief of many Democrats in New York. But this is, out of the New York Post, Hochul's budget to take even more New Yorkers after details of New York City's second home tax is revealed. So, the tax applies on second homes and condos with assessed values exceeding $1 million and 1 to 3 family homes assessed at over $5 million. The proposal also blindsided state lawmakers with whom Hochul had been engaged in never-ending budget negotiations and whose approval is necessary for the plan. So, this is Larry Comrie, a Democrat from Queens. This budget process is broken. It needs to be fixed. He says that he learned the proposal from the media instead of the governor. We should know these things. It shows a level of disrespect. Hochul's proposal is the latest concession to Mamdani and his lefty followers. So, here's what the tax would bring: $500 million a year. That's what Hochul and Mamdani are saying. It would also estimate. Now, I'm sorry, the city comptroller, who also ran for mayor, by the way, said it actually would only bring $340 to $380 million. So it seems, right, you'd be thinking, oh, well, this will help our spending. But the problem with New York City and New York State and the city of Buffalo and Erie County, the problem is these people have a spending problem. And instead of working on their, they need the Every Dollar app, okay? Try it for free today. They need the Every Dollar app. That's what we need to give New York City, New York State, Buffalo, Erie County. Because their spending is out of control. Again, you have the mayor of Buffalo, Sean Ryan, who I do have respect for because he'll come on the show and he will actually have conversations and he'll send me statements and he doesn't ignore me, okay, like many Democrats do. However, you have a deficit, you have a crumbling city, and the only answer is more spending on top of the taxes, okay? New York State, people are leaving. Okay, Say whatever you want. Ignore the numbers. People are leaving. There's a reason that moving companies advertise on almost every local radio, television station, and online in Buffalo. Okay? So as people are leaving, the state is continuing to spend more money. The state, the county, is continuing to spend more money. The city is continuing to spend more money. New York City is just out of control. So their answer is, let's tax our way out of a problem. Again, just so far divorced of the real world. If you have a spending problem, as we talked about yesterday, eventually it's going to catch up with you. But the Mamdanis and the Hochuls and the Ryans and the Poloncarz, no, we'll just take that from someone else. And let me tell you this, if this extra tax brings in $340 million in the first few years, it's not going to continue to bring in $340 million because people are going to pack up and leave. And they'll move out of their vacation home, which I was told a lot of people have vacation homes. I was told that. I was said that, hey, it's completely normal to have a vacation home in central New York. But it might bring in $340 million the first few years, but people are going to leave. This is just going to push people out faster. And it's going to send jobs. You're punishing, I continue to stress on this, you are punishing the people who put money into your economy. You're punishing the people who employ people. You're punishing the people in the businesses that built New York City. Like, do you not get that? New York City was built by the people you say are the problem. The city that liberals all love. And I'm not a liberal, but I love New York City. Don't get me wrong. My beloved Mets play there. I think there's nothing better than New York City at Christmas time. But the Mamdanis and the Hochuls of the world, they are ruining New York City. And you're going to continue to push out the people and the businesses that built New York City. You can hate Donald Trump all you want. Donald Trump was a big part of what New York City is today. Hate him all you want. But Donald Trump is a big part of New York City and was a big part of New York City for decades. And you kicked him out, and now you're going to kick out more big business, big money. And then where are you going to go? Who's next? Who's next to get your hand in their wallet? You are ruining what used to be one of the greatest cities in the world with your policy and your irresponsible spending. And it's not going to be one of these things that takes time. You know, you have, you know, my dad talks about his hometown, which is a small town. You know, he goes, generation after generation, people just keep on moving and there's really nothing left, right? It won't take that long. It'll take that long for New York to not be New York, don't get me wrong. But look how quickly it's already taken for businesses to relocate to Texas and Florida and Tennessee and South Carolina. Look how quickly that's been. That's been in what, 15 to 20 years. You are killing New York City with your awful policies, your pro-criminal policies, your anti-business policies, and the money is packing up and leaving. So you might continue to get elected because people on the right side of the aisle are moving out quicker than liberals. So you might continue to get your office, and you might continue to have your power in New York State. But the money is leaving, and then what are you going to do when you can't tax someone's second home because no one owns a second home? You can't tax the billionaires because the billionaires wouldn't dare have residence in New York State. What's the next tax? 803-0930, star 930. What is the state of New York? I guess that's the question. What is the state of New York with people like Kathy Hochul and Zoran Mamdani? And I know people are going to say, well, Joe, you're doing a radio station in Buffalo. Why are you talking about New York City? Because New York City, as I always say, outside of living here in the United States, New York City has been forever the symbol of the United States of America. In Zora Mamdani, Kathy Hochul, in the far, far left, is crushing the once great New York City. And we've been lied to about this budget. It's just crazy. It's crazy. We're going to be 2 months late with this budget. In 15 days, we'll be 2 months late with this budget. But don't forget. And I'm not saying this because, oh, it's an election year. Don't forget when you go to the ballot. Don't forget. Kathy Hochul lied to your face last Friday. She lied to you and said the budget had been agreed upon. And you might say, well, Joe, that's just politics. Her party controls the state. She doesn't need Republican approval. This is infighting in the Democrat Party, and the governor still felt the need to lie to your face about the budget. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on WBEN. Hour number two on a Friday. Joe Beamer with you. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the program. I'll talk budget with you. I'll talk the state of New York. Where do you think the state of New York is? Not Kathy Hochul's state of New York. What do you think the state of New York is? We're taxing billionaires. We're taxing. I mean, we should be taxing, but you know what I mean. We're taking more money from a second home. Where the state and New York City, in my opinion, are pushing business owners, money, jobs. They're literally pushing them out of the state. What say you? 803-0930, star 930. Sometimes you say it too often. Like I found myself, when I like to put the number in my social media post, and I almost posted it with my cell phone number. Yeah, that was, that would have been funny if someone had caught on. I want to tell you this. So like I said, I'll take your calls on this. That's what I meant to say. But I have a question, not political, not sports related, kind of lifestyle. And I want to know if anyone in this audience would share with me their experiences. So I am fortunate. I don't have back pain, right? I have been very fortunate to not have back pain. Now, if I had continued to work in retail, I probably would have pretty bad back pain now because I was not the best at the technique of doing the pallet jack, right? I would just lift the pallet, move it into place. And if it wouldn't move with the pallet jack, I would take the pallet jack out and I would literally just put gloves on and push the pallet with my hands, right? So if I was still lifting, in the stock room all day, I would probably at 37 have some pretty bad back issues, right? Now, growing up, my dad's had back issues, but my dad also, for his job, lifted heavy things. He probably was, knowing my dad, he was probably the same as me. And my wife has back issues. She has a herniated disc that causes... sciatica? Is that the name? Anyway, she has awful, awful back pain, right? And she's, she's seen doctors and, they suggest surgery or a spinal fusion, I think they said something like. And, she wants to try everything before having back surgery because you've heard people have back surgery and it's the best experience, and then other people that it made it worse and you're living with this debilitating pain. So back pain is common. I mean, and for some people, it is a daily struggle. For others, they found the solution. But for some, it's the kind of pain that's completely ruined their life, right? So I want to hear from you at 803-0930, star 930. I thought it would be nice to take a segment off of politics, a segment off of sports, and get your experience with either back pain or some other debilitating pain that you have experienced, or that you are experiencing as we speak. 803-0930, star 930. Now, I am pretty lucky, right? I have not had awful pain. I'm also a real wuss when it comes to pain. I didn't think I was because I played goalie in lacrosse. And, you know, I mean, there would be shots that I wouldn't get my stick anywhere close to that would hit off my knee, off my legs. I thought I was pretty tough. But, you know, the slightest stomach ache or when my tongue was swollen, I was, you know, crying all day about it. So I guess I'm not as tough. I'm very fortunate. I have not had an awful pain. As I have told the story before, the worst pain I ever had was when they took a layer off of my eye and I had to put a eye contact on for a week. And even with the contact in my eye closed, if I was in a room where light was shining through, it would hurt. And they couldn't give me any of the good painkillers, right? I could only take ibuprofen. That was an awful pain. But it was also a pain that I knew was going to go away. It was a healing pain. So as bad as it was, and, you know, I spent 3 days in a dark room because even, like I said, even the light on with my eyes closed hurt. But again, I knew that pain was going away. I knew it was finally going to heal. I couldn't imagine having a pain that, yeah, you might be able to relieve for a few hours with medication, but a pain that really doesn't go away, or you're not sure when it's going to go away. 803-0930, star 930. What's the worst pain you've experienced? And for those of you with back pain, did you find the solution? Do you just live with the pain? Or are you in the process of finding the solution? Or did you follow a doctor's suggestion and today you're in actually worse pain than when you went to the doctor? 803-0930, star 930. We'll start with Mike in Lancaster. Mike, you've experienced back pain?
Oh, God, yeah. So back in October, I had a lumbar disc replacement, L5-S1 area, and it worked well. The technology's great. I had relief of all symptoms. But unfortunately, the disc above it was also degenerative, herniated, and I'm going to need another one, and I'm back in the saddle again, I guess you could say, with the back pain.
So what caused all this back pain, Mike? Was it your job, or what was the initial cause of the pain?
Yeah, so I got hurt at work, and when I went to the doctor, when they did the MRI, they seen that the two discs were bad. The main pain was coming from the lower one, the L5-S1 disc. And workers' comp would only do the one at that time because that was the main pain generator, even though the doctor wanted to do both of them. And now I'm feeling pain from the other one, and it's, I live with it every second of every day. Some days are worse than others, and it's horrible.
So you're between procedures? Like, so the one that was the initial cause you had repaired, but at the time you and your doctor knew the pain was still going to exist from what you didn't get repaired.
Right, we're hoping, because the one that they replaced was the main pain generator, that I'd get a lot longer out of the one that was above it. And I gotta say, like, for, you know, the 4 months afterwards, I was pain free. I was enjoying life. Felt like I had a second chance at life. And then I started going downhill, and we went back at an updated MRI, and lo and behold, that other disc has a tear in it. Called an annual tear, and it is causing all sorts of pain. I guess it leaks a chemical onto the nerve roots, which irritate the nerves on both sides, both legs.
Oh, my gosh.
It keeps you up. There's no comfortable position. We're going through workers' comp because it's a comp issue, and it's going to be at least another 6 months before I could get on the table, if I can get on the table. It's a fight with workers' comp. It's they apparently know better than the actual orthopedic surgeon appears.
So, Mike, what do you do in the meantime? Do you have a remedy for at least, some kind of relief during the day?
So I walk. Walking is the best for you with back pain. They tell you not to just sit in a chair or lay down. If you're able to walk, walk, because it's the blood flow. The doc gave me the same prescription that Tiger Woods actually had. So, like, you know, when the whole Tiger Woods thing happened, you know, everybody was on him about you're a billionaire and blah, blah, blah. Well, I guarantee he'd give more than half that money up if he could live pain-free. So it's the same medication that Tiger Woods has. I take that when it gets real bad, when it flares up. I'm also on a medication that isn't like a strong NSAID, but I have to be careful with that because it could ruin your kidneys. So, you know, I take it sparingly. And I also have a other medication that is usually used for like anxiety and depression, because it goes along with back pain. Like, you feel like your life is over almost. And but this particular medicine also is used off script for pain. So it kind of helps me with both depression of having this and also the pain that comes along with it.
So in a given day, Mike, you do have to deal with some pain. As you said, you take some of those medications sparingly. So every day you're dealing with some level of pain at some point, correct?
Yeah, I'm never not in pain. It's either like a 4 or a 9, you know?
Oh,
I never
gosh.
Say 10 because I don't know what 10 is, you know? But yeah. When I'm a 9, I can't do anything. You know, like my friends will call and like, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, I sit. That's what I'm doing right now. That's all I can do is sit. And, you know, I feel bad because, you know, I want to do things. I have kids, you know, I have a family, and, you know, here's dad and he's home, but, you know, he's in his chair right now. Like, he can't do anything.
When's the soonest you think you'll be able to get the second procedure done?
Well, the last time I seen the doc was in March, and he told me, you know, he's going to put in for it for workers' comp. And he's like, you know, if everything goes right with workers' comp, because if they take so long to yay or nay things, that maybe in 6 months I can get it. So I'm looking at September, October, the soonest.
Well, Mike, we wish you nothing but the best, man. I hope you are out of pain, obviously sooner than later, and I know it's not easy. I really appreciate you sharing that with us today, man.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike in Lancaster. Oh my gosh, could you? I mean, I like I said, I'm a wuss. I'm a wuss because when I get a stomach ache, just talk to my wife. When I get a stomach ache, I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong? Why me? When my tongue was all blown up and, you know, I couldn't eat anything a few weeks ago, I was complaining. Listening to Mike's story, I feel, I can't believe, you know, the things I dealt with, I mean, are less than minor, right? Less than minor compared to that. Oh my gosh, I hope the workers' comp gets worked out and, you know, he can have that procedure done tomorrow, right? I would hope so, because that's, no one should have to live like that. Let's go to Norma in Tonawanda. Norma, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, thank you for opening up for something like this. I think it's really important that people can understand people with chronic pain. Like Mike, I, you know, tore my body apart. I'm a nurse. I worked in two different positions, in labor and delivery and in the emergency room. And between those two jobs, I have had one back surgery, both my shoulders repaired, my Achilles tendon repaired. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I think it's been 11 surgeries, I counted.
Oof.
And the back surgery, when I first had it, as him, I had the exact same thing. I had a fusion L7 and S through S1. And the doctor at that time also said, your discs above it are almost as bad as the discs that I just fixed. You're going to need them replaced. My neck needs two surgeries, but I'm older. I'm at the point now where I have had enough with the surgeries. So when I had the first surgery, it worked awesome. Went right back to work once, you know, the recovery period. It took a while, probably a good 7-8 months. Went back to work, and within 6 months, the pain was ripping back because of the twisting, the turning, the picking up patients that should be able to get up and walk for themselves but just don't want to. It amazes me how many people walk into an emergency room and become a paraplegic once they get in there because they just won't do anything for themselves. And But like him, it's taken a toll. The worst part for me is unbelievable fatigue from the pain. Pain causes extreme fatigue. At least it does for me. It's an effort just to get out of bed in the morning. You hate listening to yourself complain about it, so you try not to. And you look, you know, go out, put up the big face, you know, that you're doing terrific and everything is hunky-dory when it really isn't. You're suffering in silence. But you have to live your life. I have found a number of things that help. I've done epidurals because, as I said, I refuse any more surgeries. That's enough. And they do help. The problem is, like I said, workers' comp, their job is strictly to say no. It's to say no and no and no and no and hope that you will finally give up. I had been getting epidurals for a couple of years, and sometimes they worked super. Sometimes if they didn't, you know, they take a big, long, well, if you went with your wife and she got an epidural for delivery,
right.
It's that big, long needle.
Yeah.
They stick it in your back, put some medication in, and sometimes if it doesn't get in the right spot, it doesn't work as great, but it helps a little. So I made the mistake the one time of saying the epidural, the last one I had gotten, didn't quite work as good as the other one. So then I started a year and a half long battle with workers' comp saying, yeah, I've always gotten results. It's just that one didn't work. You know, it doesn't mean that the next one won't go back to working as good. Year and a half I suffered until we went to the top of the top. You know, you go through stage one, stage two, step three, and then it goes to the MOD, medical director of workers' comp, and he finally said that they had to give it to me. So I got it, and it's worked great, but now it's time for another one. The doctor put in for another epidural, and now they've refused it again, even after the medical director had said they had to give it to me. So now the fight continues, and it's exhausting fighting with these people. And it takes its toll, but not only on me, on my family.
Right.
Because, you know, my children are older now, but I have grandchildren, and I can't do with my youngest grandchild all the things I used to do with my older grandchildren when they were young. And you know, it gets to you. It definitely gets to you. So,
well, Norma,
the epidurals, I find work pretty good.
Norma, let me ask you, out of your surgeries, was there one you can point to that was the most helpful and one you can point to and say, I never should have had that surgery?
Well, the one that was most helpful was definitely my back surgery, the one where they fused it. So that was really helpful. But I can't say that any of them didn't work, you know, because they did take, you know, the pain in those particular areas away. I had one on my left, my right shoulder, and 2 weeks after I had that one, I was trying to get out of my bathtub, and because of the damage to my neck, my arms and my hands are very weak, and they go numb. And so as I was trying to get out of my bathtub, I lost my grip. I fell, and I tore my rotator cuff in that same shoulder that I had just had repaired. So it's like, oh my God.
Well,
so,
Norma,
yeah, that was
Norma. I'll tell you, I hope you keep getting the epidurals. I hope they continue to give you some relief. And we're thinking of you, Norma. And thank you so much. I know it's not easy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I do have to say one thing.
Okay. Just don't say listening to Joe Beamer adds to the pain. I don't want to hear that.
No. Chiropractic. I believe in chiropractic. I've used that. It's very helpful for different things. I've used that throughout my career just to even keep. Before I got the major hurt, because, you know, you get everybody's got back pain, but it does help, you know, keep things, a lot of things under control that you can keep under control. So I do recommend that, but you got to find the right one. It took me 5 chiropractors.
That's what I hear.
The right one.
That's what I hear. You got to find the right one, and it might take a few trips. Hey, Norma, appreciate the call. Norma in Tonawanda, 803-0930, star 930. Worst pain you've experienced. Back after this.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Final segment on this Friday, News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh my gosh, Mike and Norma, give them credit, right? They're doing everything to get through the day. Hopefully Mike gets his procedure as soon as possible, and hopefully Norma can continue with the epidurals, and we can continue to be with as minimal pain as possible. But, you know, I mean, just knowing you're going to wake up with pain. Like I said, for me, the most pain I've ever had was when I had a layer of my, you know, layer of my eye ripped off. And that was awful, don't get me wrong. But the only thing that's stuck with me is this numbness in my last 3 toes. We'll talk about that after we talk with John in the Falls. John, you have experience with back pain.
Yes, sir. sir. Last year, I had a work injury that put me down for about 3 weeks in excruciating pain. About a week of not being able to sleep, I pretty much walked through my house all night. So the meds didn't touch it. It was awful. But I couldn't wait to get off the meds. I just found that I was a personal trainer for 20 years. Now I'm a heavy laborer. I'm 59. I'm going to be 60 in a few months. And I find, and it's unfortunate that most people immediately go for being on meds the rest of their life or going for surgical procedures without looking at different therapies and just fitness. I'm still lifting heavy. This is a year later and I'm deadlifting again. I train strongman training. So what I like to tell everybody, especially the guys I work with, when they tell me about back pain and they want to get, these procedures done, I'm like, once the procedure is done, it's done. You can't reverse it. But if you get in the gym and start working on certain movements, and it doesn't matter what your age is, working on building your glutes up, your hamstrings, making sure they're strong and mobile, flexible, make your abs strong. And those things mitigate a lot of the problems, or over time they correct them, even if you're doing chiropractic, right? Yeah. Chiropractic helps, but if you're just relying on that in the meds but not building up the muscles and making them strong again and making them pliable and flexible, you're going to continually have that problem the rest of your life. Here I am almost a year later since the injury, and I'm deadlifting over almost back to my original deadlifting weight of 400 pounds. I weigh 168 pounds. So there's hope, but people have to go through the process of wanting to lift the weights, go through the discomfort to build themselves up so they don't have to rely on the meds and the surgeries and all the other stuff.
So how long would you say you went through the discomfort, John, before you were where you are today? And is there ever a time where that pain does creep back up for you?
I still have some pain that, a little bit, but it doesn't stop me from performing. It's taken a while. I mean, the process was, and I went to PT and they told me I not to start heavy lifting until I go through the whole process. And I'd say it before I really started lifting heavy again, it was probably a few months.
And what do you notice, now you said you're almost 60. Would you say you're in less back pain now than you were 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I wouldn't say I'm in worse pain either, though, because I'm still doing the same things I was doing 10 years ago. And in some instances, I'm lifting and moving and doing more than I was doing 10 years ago.
Well, that's amazing. And, you stick with it. But John, you hear some of these stories. I mean, you heard our last two callers, and what would your advice be when you're that deep into pain?
When everybody has different levels of injuries and different pain tolerances too. Some people could have a totally jacked up back and not feel it and still perform normal. So everybody's different. Everybody's circumstance is different. But definitely follow doctor's advice, but don't just settle for that. Find some exercise. I mean, YouTube and the internet is loaded with exercises on how to fix back pain, and just start where you can and then go through the process. It's going to take a while, especially if it's been a long time coming that you've been dealing with the pain. You need to go through certain stretches, certain movements. You need to start lifting and moving your body parts so you get the blood flow in to help start correcting some of the damage. And then you need to build the muscles up to be more supportive of your body. And the more you do that, and the more it's a lifelong commitment. You can't just go to the gym for a month or two and say, oh, it's fixed, I can go back to normal living. You need to, and you can do a lot of this stuff at home, the stretches and light dumbbell work at home. But, go to chiropractic, go to massage, do the different therapies, go to PT, but don't immediately go for the surgeries. You know, try to find other ways to mitigate it, because once the surgery is done, it's done, and there's no going back. I've had clients and friends of mine that have had their spines fused, and they regret it because it's limited. They're out of pain, kind of, but they still seem to suffer, and they can't move the same anymore. And I feel bad.
Let me tell you, on the text board over the last hour, John, a lot of people have said the same as you. Now, don't get me wrong. There's two people who said, hey, the surgery was great, but so many people who said, don't do surgery, try everything first. And like you said, I mean, there's people who will have the surgery and they're mostly out of pain, but they have limited mobility.
Right. Absolutely. And it's a hard thing to see. And, you know, and even discussing with somebody going through the pain, obviously they want the relief from the pain. So a lot of times they'll do whatever it takes without going through the process of building themselves up again. I mean, if you look at society, we've got gyms on everywhere, but only 10% of the people actually utilize them in the way that they should to build their bodies up, to keep them functional. You know, I don't lift to look pretty. It's not for aesthetics for me. It's to stay functional. I'm a grandfather of 7 grandkids. I want to be able to lift and play and jump and run and do all the things that I still can do now. I want to continue doing that up into my 80s and 90s. And the gym and staying mobile and flexible and lifting heavy is what's going to keep me there. And but a lot of people are not willing to go through that process.
That's for sure. 7 grandkids, John. Yeah, you need a strong back.
100%.
Hey, man, appreciate the call. John in the Falls. Yeah, I mean, I do not lift at the gym. I do a bunch of cardio. I would say the closest thing to lifting is the elliptical. But I go to the gym every day, and I do as much cardio because when you're talking about pain, this is not a spot for awaken here in the middle of the topic, but when you're talking about pain, I mean, you can tell, when you lose weight, the less pain you have, right? I mean, I lost 50 pounds again. I'm not doing a spot here, but I lost 50 pounds with awaken, and you can definitely feel, there's less strain on you. Now, again, I don't lift. I don't lift like John does. I don't lift at all. I do a bunch of cardio. I try to do 90 minutes of cardio every day. But it definitely, I feel better than I did 2 years ago. And I definitely feel better than what I did in my mid-20s when I was almost 300 pounds. So that's part of it. But, you know, I know people who are as thin as can be and have excruciating pain. So you can be very healthy and have just pulled something. I mean, you heard Mike in Lancaster, right? It was a work incident, you know, or Norma. I mean, that was nothing they did. It was, you know, a strain, something that started with them and, you know, continue to be just this painful experience. And the worst is when, you know, you get a pain that you can't even, like, point to what you did to cause it, right? Like, you know, my wife, she has a herniated disc. Nothing she did, right? And now she's got numbness through her legs, and she has at times excruciating back pain. And, you know, she's trying everything but surgery. She wants to try everything before, you know, she has to settle for the surgery. And I think that's how most people feel, as I'm seeing on the text board. That's what people are saying. Several texts in all caps have said, Joe, please tell your wife not to get the surgery. I was going to talk about the last 3 toes of my foot. Now, this is not a pain, but they've been numb since 2009. When I was at a Madai hockey game, and Madai hockey finally won a game, and we made a tunnel for the team to go back into the locker room, and I was wearing shorts and flip-flops because I thought that was cool. I thought, hey, you know what's going to make me look cool and attractive to the ladies? Wearing shorts and flip-flops in the middle of November. That is going to make me one cool dude. Anyway, it's because I walked around saying things like cool dude. And one of the player's skate landed on the end of my right foot. Now, it immediately severed any kind of feeling. So I had no idea that I was bleeding. And I went on the ice and ran around. Because, again, I was crazy. And, you know, there might have been beverages involved. And my buddy goes, Joe, you're standing in blood. And, you know, me being the germaphobe that I am, I go, oh, my gosh. And then I realized, no, that's my blood. I'm bleeding all over the place. Out of my toes. And so I just wrapped a paper towel over my toes and wanted to still go to the party. And my buddy was a lot smarter than I was, and he drove me to the hospital and had to get stitched up. Now, I have not felt anything in those toes for 16 years, 17 years, right? The last few weeks, at different times, I will have this feeling like someone's stabbing my pinky toe with glass. But then that's it. It'll go away, and I still can't feel anything. But, like, I was telling my wife this yesterday. There will be times where it feels like someone's stabbing my pinky toe that I've not felt in 17 years with shards of glass, and then it will go away. The other two toes, still completely numb. And when I'm not getting that sensation of glass in my toe, my pinky toe is still numb. It's the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. Hey, Neil.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's a pain you know of?
I had a horrendous back pain when I was back truck driving, and sitting down was painful. Standing up, I was fine, but anytime I lay down or sit down, it would be just excruciating pain, and it was like a sciatic type of. I went to this Chinese lady. And she performed like a healing, and she was a Qigong martial artist. And I walked out of there flush, white as a ghost. I had gone to the chiropractor before this. I'd tried painkillers. Nothing worked. This lady, whatever she did, got my energy back working or just put something into place. Like she barely even touched me. It was amazing.
And to this day, still fine?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, what's funny is I do warn other ski instructors because they're always picking kids up, and I'm like, don't pick them up. Make them get up by themselves. You know, you can assist them, but never try to pick anybody up. You just, if they don't have the strength to get off the ground, they shouldn't be where they're at.
Oh, wow. Neil,
your wife?
Yeah, I'm still fascinated over the the one visit and you're still fine, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I joined her classes and I began trying to learn Qigong after that. And it's moving energy around your body and it's building your body from the inside out. So it's an internal martial arts, breathing positions, you know, where you're not most people think of martial arts as, oh, you go in and kick and punch and you beat up each other and somebody chokes you out. Not like this. This is positioning. This is breathing. This is, like I said, repairing your body from the inside out.
Wow. All right. Well, Neil, maybe I should sign up for that class. That sounds like something I would be good at. And
I will pray for your wife and don't get the surgeries. I mean, if anything, try that spinal decompression and then try this Qigong healing. It's amazing.
We will. We will, Neil. Hey, appreciate the call as always, Neil in Forestville. That's the show for this Friday, May 15th. Hey, on Hardline this weekend, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is going to join the show after a long absence. Looking forward to talking with the Congresswoman. Also hoping to get in touch with Joe Immenger. Wanted to do an exit interview with the soon-to-be former Town of Tonawanda supervisor. But Joe Immenger has not gotten back, has not responded to my text. So anyone out there that knows Joe, because I know Joe listens to the station and he follows me on Facebook. Anyone who knows Joe, tell him that Joe is trying to get a hold of him and that I'd love to talk with him at 10:06 on Hardline this Sunday. We'll have other guests as well breaking down the week that was. So make sure you tune in Hardline this Sunday. Claudia Tenney, Congresswoman, among my guests. Have yourself a great weekend. Tom Bowerly is up next. Let's hope on Monday we're talking about Game 7. The Buffalo Sabres get it done tomorrow, 8 o'clock. And yeah, let's hope the Mets beat the Yankees. Come on. Let's hope the Mets sweep the Yankees. That would be great. I will talk with you Monday at 1. Actually, I'll talk to you Sunday at 10 on Hardline. Monday at 1. Tom Barley is next after the news with Tom Puckett.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.